Greetings. In this episode, I want to acknowledge my sponsorships, which is BWWA, Black Women's Wealth Alliance. You know, they really put an emphasis on the whole mental state of wealth and wealth building. I also want to acknowledge Restorative Justice Community Action, which does a lot of work up here in Minneapolis to create a community type environment when dealing with harm done in the community. And I also want to give a special shout out to Mel Duncan and the Nonviolence Peace Force, which is internationally known for actually developing methods in which to create peace for the communities. Conversation that I posted a little earlier and got, you know, some good feedback on, you know, what is safety and how does it look? It's individualistic. That's the question. I want to start out with that question, but really before I start out, just marinating on that, taking a moment of silence for those who we have lost along the way, some of our loved ones and family and friends who may not have made it this far, right? So if you could at this time, just take a moment of silence and remember, please and thank you. So yeah, appreciate you for that, all those. I see, Regina, you know, just want individuals, one, to start off with remembering, because there again, we have just come out of COVID-19, 2020 situation in which we lost a lot of people. But even before that, we have those who have inspired, those who have encouraged, those who have went before, those who have stood in the gaps for us, right? Those who are native to this land, those who may have been brought or held in this land against their wills, you know, their energies and their spirits, and, you know, a lot of what it was that they was trying to do, you know, we hold in our DNA. So taking a moment to reflect on our loved ones is very important when we start now. And I just want to start mine out, my conversations out with that, because, you know, it's a lot going on. So back to the question, you know, and if individuals want to, you know, put it up on the, I don't know how this works as far as seeing who comments and everything, but if anybody feels free to, you know, post their questions up or their answers, I'll give you some feedback on that. But, you know, it's a beautiful moon. It's coming up on full moon. I just had to look away for a second because it's so, it, you know, you get a chance to look outside, man. Look how that moon is formed. I think it's going to be a full moon in a day or so. But, you know, I just had to look away for a second and get into the subject matter, which, you know, coming from a lifestyle recovery, you know, there is, you know, great need to have these conversations in the circles of restorative justice. You know, there's great needs to have these conversations in the world of nonviolence peace, nonviolence peace force. There's a great need in any type of police institution, authority, business, community. You know, the conversations around safety is a conversation that individuals really are having, and it looks different ways to different people, right? So I just wanted to kind of, you know, for the sake of helping individuals along, because I was having some conversations today throughout safety, throughout the day, based on that, you know, that topic of, you know, what does safety look like? And, you know, one of the conversations, you know, kind of led over into I think it was a simple answer, you know, and they was, you know, talking about their physical safety, right? And, you know, being physically safe. And then I was having another conversation with some people, and, you know, being that they was coming from a financial standpoint, they was also including, like, you know, financial safety, right? Like, what does that look like? So different people, not just classes, nationalities, but different mindsets of people may see safety as, you know, being something different, right? Not really outside the box of what someone else is talking about, but a yes and, right? So just to help out with, you know, with the conversation and, you know, moving into 2021, knowing that we have some opportunities that are coming up, right? Like with certain verdicts and anniversaries, and then climates, right? Where, you know, people aren't feeling in their community safe. They're not feeling physically safe in their homes or being able to, you know, move around, even have to mask up is a, you know, protective, you know, a safety measure for our health, right? So, and, you know, as I'm starting to work with and become more invested in this nonviolent peace force mindset and the philosophy and the techniques and the methodologies of it, it really feels, and I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna put it out and people can come back and share it and whatever the case, right? But it feels natural, right? To have to think about in certain situations about how to best protect, you know, not just our babies, but our future, right? So that looks different on different levels to different individuals. And, you know, some may see safety as, you know, or being unsafe as a mental or mentally unsafe, not mentally unstable, but where, you know, not just vulnerable or gullible to someone, but maybe, you know, some things have happened to them to where, you know, they hold these shields and guards up to where they're always overprotective of somebody, you know, just being social with them, right? So, you know, there may be this, what we call game shy individuals. Like anything you say, you probably running some game to them and they ain't, you know, they ain't going. They just got this mental blockage that whatever you say, you're going to try to get them because maybe they have been got so much in the past, or maybe they have been got so bad that they don't want to get got no more. So, you know, there's a mental blockage, maybe just to hear what it is that you're saying, right? So with there's a mental piece, and then there's also the physical piece, which, you know, the brother Richard, he put up there, and, you know, there's that arms, right? Protecting yourself, right? Physically being able, or physically being, Edward, I see, you know, physically being or feeling unsafe, like something may happen to you at any given time, right? So it's that physical aspect that some people may see safety through. And, you know, there's some measures to take where physically you can feel safe. You know, self-preservation is rule number one. So, you know, when we're talking about individuals feeling safe, what is that? Physically feeling safe, what does that look like? I mean, does it look like you have to do some more push-ups, or, you know, put on, you know, some extra holsters with an extra vest and, you know, bulletproof hat and glasses, you know? Or does it look like building relationships so, you know, you kind of know how everybody, not how everybody is moving, but kind of getting the feeling, you know, of how people temperature, right, may be at any given time. So you got the mental and the physical, and then, you know, we also have a, I'm gonna say this, I guess, oh, I got a sneeze on turn. So the spiritual aspect is the mindset that yes, we are spiritual beings and we have a soul, and our spirit can be in positions to be jeopardized or feel like, you know, and some people may have, I have experienced it, going into a place or a space where my soul, my spirit just didn't feel right. It just didn't, oh no, it didn't sit right. So, you know, there's a spiritual aspect, and we can't detach that from our humanity, from our being. So we do have a need to be and feel spiritually safe, right, in our environments, right? So on top of the spiritual, you got the financial. And I was talking about, you know, we talking about financial literacy and how, you know, you can really be financially in jeopardy or a financial target if you're not financially literate, right? So is that need to secure your finances by being literate and knowing about, you know, the financial world and being able to protect yourself from certain things, right? And then there's that social element, right? And I know I'm kind of speeding through this for the podcast situation, and, you know, for future references for individuals to be able to go back and play it back, right? You know, have that conversation, start that conversation. You know, what does safety really look like? Is it just being physically safe? Because after you're physically safe, if mentally you're still dealing with some things, in that space, you know, there's a conflict, right? If your finances, if you're not dealing with your finances in a way where you protect them from, you know, being in great need, or, you know, thinking or operating from a place of poverty, right, where you're always in need as opposed to, you know, operating from a place of wealth where, you know, you really tap into what you already have, you know, there may be some security issues right there, right? So the conversations are necessary, good people, in these days and times, because the end result, what we really all want, is for our communities to be safe, for our families and our homes to be safe, so that we can not just exist, but so we can be happy and thrive, right? And actually get into being our best selves, right? It's futuristic. Tomorrow, like next week, next month. So it's a process that we got to go through, right? And one of the best ways to start that process with healthy dialogue, healthy conversation, collaboration, right? With the right ones who's, you know, talking that right talk and doing that right stuff, right? Walking that right walk. So again, I want to give a special shout out to BWWA, Black Women's Wealth Alliance. Also NERC. Neighborhood, I think it's neighborhood residential. Oh man, I keep getting it wrong, man. Y'all know they're gonna get at me. Please don't get at me, y'all. Please don't get at me. Northside Residents Redevelopment Council, you know, Restorative Justice Community Action and their support. And above and beyond, you know, a big shout out to Mel Duncan and Nonviolence Peace Force. The good staff and the newfound friends and family in this work, in this vision, in this collective passion, in actually knowing that nonviolence methods work. They do reflect the values that a lot of us have. It's just how to do it, right? So, you know, reach out to Nonviolence Peace Force. You go on the website and it's nonviolencepeaceforce.org, right? Let them know you want to get involved. How can you get involved? We have trainings going on right now. We're going through the assessments, working with a couple people and really providing them the tools so that they can see how to apply what it is that they do in a more impactful socially, you know, mentally, spiritually, for individuals and collective, right? So yeah, peace and blessings, love and service. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and end this right here. But yeah, go on the website, 3D Restorative Solutions. Or you can also check out the podcast on Anchor. And they got a new look on Anchor too. It's by Spotify. So you can also check it out on Spotify and Apple. And that is the 3D Restorative Solutions podcast. Just want to do it live to throw it over there. I see you. Appreciate you. Thank you for checking in, you know, and go back. You know, if you caught it at the end, you know, you can go back. That's the thing about technology these days. You know, we ain't had this when we was growing up. You know, you can actually go back and like what he had said. Let me check in on that. You know, let me call. Let me see how I can, you know, hotel sister, you know, how I can get involved in that. Sister Cynthia, I see you. You know, and it's good to have a mindset of how can I get involved with something that, you know, empowers me to, you know, help my community. So, you know, you can check in with me, DM me, you know, talk to me. I talk back. I do. You know, talking about this work, talking about getting these babies where they have a future, where they feel safe, you know what I'm saying, in their own skin, in their households. Going back and forth to school, growing up, you know, in this world, that's what's going to get the babies laughing, giggling and playing, being at peace. That's what's going to get our future in a different place, in a different space. You know, a lot of things just can't be institutionalized. A lot of things have to be internalized, and those aren't the bad things. We internalize these good methods on, you know, how we treat each other, how we deal with each other. Right, how we respond to each other, how we show up with each other, right? How we respect and love on each other, you know, how we see each other as one another, right? You know, our mindset shift in, you know, certain things we won't even put energy into no more, right? So yeah, nonviolence peace force, right? So it's still hashtag man you can too. Hashtag lifestyle focus. Mm-hmm. Hashtag 3D restorative solutions. I see you, Riletta. You know, and you know, the beautiful thing and the concept about nonviolence peace forces, it was international before they came over here. So understand that we all have a role to play in this here, man, you know, in this safety and making our community safe, you know, making our blocks and our homes safe, you know, making our businesses and our, you know, our corporations safe. We all have a role in it. It's how we see it. It's how we engage it, what we invest in it. And investing in the people is the best investment to make, because the people pay off in the long run. And with that, peace and blessings, love and service. And, you know, if you ain't catch me on the end, man, rewind it back. Catch me on the back end, on the other end. Start it over. Do it like that. Love it.
start it over. Do it like that. Look. On the other end.